Hey there, guys. TD Wells, entrepreneur. And today I want to give you some real insight as to how you can launch into your own business and why you should and why you need to. So first, let me touch on a few things here. The reason that you need to make the transition is because I know we don't feel valued if we work in an environment, in a job environment, or maybe you do, or maybe you don't. But most of the time, 99% of the time, you don't feel valued. You don't feel like you're making enough income. You don't feel like you have enough freedom to do what you want. And then you have to get to the work and you have to answer to your boss and you have to listen and they have to tell you, and a lot of times they're not the direct owner. They're not the direct boss who's telling you what to do, because you know why? They're also feeling the same pain that you're feeling in that particular job, in that 9-to-5. So let me tell you what I do is I help people who feel like they're stuck in their corporate rat race or in the corporate rat race to find their passion and launch their dream business without sacrificing income or giving up their 9-to-5 until they're fully ready for total freedom. And you don't have to be ready to make the transition. I just want to get you there, match your income, and show you that business, having a business is the right way. It's the right way to do it. And what I've found is that there's two types of entrepreneurs. The two are the born entrepreneur and the reluctant entrepreneur. And I don't know which one you are. A lot of times what I mean, and I know a lot of people may misconstrue what I say when I say the born entrepreneur. I mean the individual that wasn't necessarily born out of the womb an entrepreneur. I mean that one that actually practiced to become one. And yes, you do have to have a skill set to be liked. People have to like you. And if you're in a position right now where you have a job where people have to like you, well, then guess what? You should be an entrepreneur because your boss is using your skill set. They're taking your skill set and they're using it to make the millions. And what I want to share with you is that you don't have to continue to struggle with that. You don't have to fear. And we all know what that word fear really means. It's false evidence appearing real. You've heard that before, I'm sure. And if you haven't, well, then you need to step up and understand that you don't have to fear anymore. There's no reason for that. With the way that the world is changing, technology and all of the things that have transpired, what I've done is I've taken 20 years of what I know and I've compressed it into an 8-week program. And that program is, I have a group on Facebook right now. It doesn't cost one red cent. It's a free Facebook group for those individuals that are looking to make the transition, that want to get out of the rat race, that feel a little stuck or feel stuck and to feel like they're not getting the value that they deserve and they're not getting the income, right? Because no one really should be controlling your destiny. And that Facebook group is called Break Up With Your Boss and Quit the 9-to-5 Right Now. And the right now part is not there, but if you just go on Facebook and you type in Break Up With Your Boss and Quit the 9-to-5 Corporate Rat Race, you will find me there. You will find that group there. And the transitional part of that group is that you're going to be able to get all of the pertinent information, the training, and all of the things that are going to be provided, not necessarily in the 8-week program, but we're going to help you create the foundation and the structure and help you give you the clarity to understand that you really can make the transition. And maybe you are self-employed. If you're self-employed right now, you're probably also feeling stuck a lot of times because you don't understand how to get the money that you need to expand your business. And I'm not talking about a loan. I'm talking about other ways to transition into getting money for your business to start. So the born entrepreneur is the one that actually invests in themselves. They actually have taken the time maybe to get some clarity to understand what it is that they're really are supposed to be doing with their lives, right? Because if you're in a predicament right now and you're struggling to truly understand, and when you get up every day and you go to work and you're struggling at work to go, well, why am I here? What am I doing? Most of the time we do it because we have to conform. It's called conformity. And you're conforming to what others are doing. And you go to work and you get up. We don't have a real purpose as to why we're doing it. We're just getting up and going because that's what everybody else is doing. And what I will share with you is that if your fear is money to start and to transition into your own business, well, let me help you overcome that. There's a lot of things that you can do to overcome the money blueprint. And that money blueprint, for examples, typically stems from someone that where they were told that people that have money are weird, that people that have money are evil, people that have money are no good, they don't do anything with their money, right? And that money is the root of all evil. Well, not having money is truly the root of all evil. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of things that you can do if you had money. Let's talk about those things. You can tithe more. You can give more than 10%, first off. You can actually help a family member that's in need. It doesn't have to be for your sake. Maybe you were the gift that God said, hey, you know what? I am going to allow you to run my business, because that's how I look at my business now. It's not my business. It's God's business, that he allows me to help and speak to people to help them transition into what they really are supposed to be doing. Because at the end of the day, it's not in your DNA to get up every single morning and sweep your dreams underneath the pillow, right? Now, the reluctant entrepreneur is a little different, because again, those are the people, the individuals that haven't really decided. And the reason that they haven't decided is because they fear the unknown on the other end. And what I mean by that is they fear what could or could not happen. And I've been there before. I know that feeling of making the transition into entrepreneurship and quitting your job. I'm not saying you have to quit. I'm saying that you don't have to sacrifice your income until you're totally ready for freedom. So I can help you transition, match your income, and then you can make a decision on if you're ready for that type of freedom, for to be able to make your own decisions, to decide your own destiny, to decide your paycheck. So what I want you to think about is, and I want you to take notes on this, is to not be reluctant about making a decision to use your own skill set when you're currently using the skills right now. And what I will help you do in my 8-week program is to really narrow down how to structure the right business for you and for your niche, and then how to raise money. And I don't mean loans. I mean specifically for your corporation, up to X amount of dollars. It could be $10,000, it could be $20,000, it could be $100,000, whatever it is that you like to raise for that particular business. I can show you how to do that. And it's not that hard, but it takes a process. It takes some things in place. And so when you're looking at your current situation, your current company that you work for, it looks like they have millions and millions of dollars, and they probably do. Well, I want you to think about, what percentage of that million are you really getting? And are you valued at a million? Are you worth more than that? Is your skill set bringing that company so much that they're drying everything, they're sucking everything out of you, everything you have every single day to make a decision? And so when you get home, a lot of times you can't make a decision. You know why? Because you're getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and then you're going into work. And what's happening is that when you're driving there, that's sucking the wind out of you. It's taking everything you got. If it takes you an hour to get to work, or if even if it takes you 30 minutes to get to work, that still sucks the wind out of you, because you got to do it every single day, 5 days a week. You might have weekends off. I don't know. But if you don't, I want you to think about what your value is that you bring to the table. Why is it that you need to make the transition into entrepreneurship? And what is your why? What is your active why? Why should you do it? Why should you make the move to be your own, to be your own boss? And I'm not saying to be your own boss to get into having to work all the time. I'm saying, let's help you transition into the entrepreneurial side of things so that you don't have to work as much. And if you want to make the same income, that's fine. But I want you to understand that your value is way more than where you currently are now. If you're in a corporate job, if you're in the 9-to-5, if you're feeling stuck, I want to help you get out of that. My 8-week program will help you produce massive results. This isn't information. You can get information for free. This is transformational. This is going to be something where you can find your client, the right one that you need, the one that values what you say and what you do. Isn't that great, that feeling when you have that individual that really understands you and they resonate? Because you know why? You found that person through what I'm going to show you, through the approaches that I'm going to show you, and how you're going to find that ideal client. And then the other part is having enough money to feel comfortable to sit back and really work your business. How do you do that? I am going to show you again how to make your business, your current corporation, have things that, or the resources that are needed to really grow exponentially. And if you're ready for a six-figure income and you've never earned that before, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with being ready to earn a six-figure income, because you know what? You're already that. It's just that your job hasn't given you the value. They haven't shown you, and they don't want you to see that. And so what I want you to understand is that you have the potential. You have the value. You're ready. If you're listening to this message, you're totally ready for the six-figure plus income. I promise you. I'll see you at the top.